Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, and welcome to our weekly insurance news wrap. This week, we cast our gaze on fiscal affairs closer to home as we discuss significant insurance industry updates stemming from New South Wales and Victoria. Last week, in the New South Wales 2024-25 budget announcement, the NSW government demonstrated a clear emphasis on resilient strategy against potential disasters. This approach has an undeniably solid intent to make insurance more affordable for residents across the state. A staggering $5.7 billion from the budget has been allocated towards disaster prevention. Central in this strategy is a key policy shift in the administration of the Emergency Services Levy, or the ESL, transitioning it to a property levy-based system. Through this pioneering reform, insurance premiums are expected to come down, bringing much-needed relief to homeowners and residents in flood-prone regions. Such strategic emphasis on disaster prevention brings a positive change of tune, garnering admiration from the Insurance Council of Australia and IAG for its focus on long-term safety and protection. The Resilient Homes Program and the Resilient Lands Program, too, play significant roles in this proactive approach, with robust investments of $525 million and $87.4 million, respectively. Interestingly, despite a small downtick in insurance duty revenues, the revamped ESL is forecasted to show significant growth in revenue, projecting an increase of $205.6 million by 2027-28. Yet, it's a contrasting tale over in Victoria, where the Victorian Managed Insurance Authority recently announced a considerable escalation in builders' warranty insurance premiums. On average, homeowners are staring down the barrel of a 53% hike due to a multitude of factors such as increased claim settlements, increasing builder insolvencies, inflation, and skilled labor shortages. For specific categories like new construction, consumers could face premium rises as steep as 65%, and even smaller constructions like house renovations and pools are not spared, looking at a possible 20% rise. While VMIA claims these hikes are necessary to protect the homeowner, the Housing Industry Association has voiced fierce opposition, citing that these changes only add fuel to the existing affordability crisis in housing. So as we head towards the end of June, these are key stories changing the landscape of insurance in Australia. We hope our wrap provides you valuable insights and will continue to keep an eagle-eye view on further developments. Stay tuned for more updates, and until next week, this has been Paige Estrotori with the Weekly Insurance News Wrap on behalf of Financial Services Online. See you then.